Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I go right when the right way was left. Cause the scribbles look so sad. And who says you can't win them all if you try?
Hiram1555@yahoo.com.
As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJonah.com and SalamJonah.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I'd like to say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is your platform for black liberation, black empowerment, and black enrichment, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, economically, and politically. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled Fully Loaded, The Suicide of American Empire. Before we get into the show, I want to address a few emails or messages or whatever. And one guy asked the question, why do people say Assalamu alaikum instead of Assalamu alaikum? All right? Which, to me, I was like, man, that's, I mean, why does it matter? Both of them are correct. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said Assalamu alaikum. So that's what we say. All right? And pretty much it's just dialect, a different than dialect. It's like some of the things that we say in the South is not the way you would say it in the North. Some of the things that the North says here in America is not some of the dialect that would be spoken in the South. We may say two words two different ways, but it's the same word, okay? I mean, it's nothing really big about that. But, hey, if you want to make an issue out of it, so be it. But anyway, the show today is titled Fully Loaded, The Suicide of American Empire. The second email we'll address today, which to me, it shows the pettiness of our people, and it shows that they're not really paying attention to, well, I won't say everyone, but I'll just say a few people here and there, they're not paying attention to the show as they should. Because a lot of times after we address a lot of issues, people will come right back and ask the question that we just answered on the show. But, brothers and sisters, let me say something to you. When we're talking about this situation that's going on in the Middle East, and you're looking over in Asia, and you're saying, I thought you said this was going to happen, but look what's going on over in Asia. Listen, the devil throws a lot of head fakes, and I have been saying this for the longest. If you go back, as a matter of fact, I was listening to a clip because I was researching something, and I was listening to a clip of the show, and this show took place about, I think, 2.5 or 3 years ago that we did. And this will tie all in to Fully Loaded, the Suicide of American Empire. But you know how we do. We lay a base, and then we build from there. And in this show, we were talking about these exact same things. We were talking about how America would throw head fakes to try to throw the people off, and how when she started losing in Syria, she started pumping up the problems in the Ukraine to put more pressure on Russia. And then, because the domestic audience in America must be fed, the new administration here must do things similar to that. So they needed a scapegoat, as always, to put pressure on China, to try to put a wedge in between China and one of its closest and time-tested allies, which is North Korea, so that she can divide them, but with a focus really on getting the job done in the Middle East. Let me get this fall of America. See, I told you this ties right into what we're talking about, and we have a lot of clips. We're going to be talking about the economics of this, and we also have to talk about the military component of this, the geopolitical component of this. Let's go to 171 and 172, all right? So, because it's an order here. 171, 172, Fall of America. In 171, 172, first of all, the title of the chapter is called The Destruction and Fall. And then on page 170, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gives us a glimpse and an idea and an in-depth understanding of who he's talking about falling and what he's talking about falling and what time these things will occur. And without an insight of that, you can read the chapter and miss everything that he's trying to convey to you. So you must pay close attention. This is why I tell you, he writes things in certain ways for you to go back and reread these things, then to ask certain questions, and then look back in it and answer them. So in this chapter, he says, just on page 170, just to open it up, he says, the destruction and fall of the world that we have known is now without a doubt in process. Okay? So what world is he talking about? He says, this world that you've known is fallen. He's telling you these things, right? Then he says, when we refer to the world, so now he's giving us a reference point for conversation so that you can understand when people are referring to certain adages, when people are referring to certain specific words. You can understand and you can refer to this point here. When we refer to the world, we are referring to the world of the white man. For the world of the black man has yet to come in, so stop right there. So when we say the world, or that Yaqub's order, or we say the Western world, what we are referring to is the world of the white man. Why? Because at this moment, the black world that was prophesied to be ushered in by God himself has not yet come into existence fully. Okay? All right? So you can do an exclusion of one world and focus on another world, okay? And then he goes and says, the world of the black man, by divine guidance, is now merging in on the old world of the white race. This makes the destruction and fall of the world of the white man imminent. So now we have something that is ongoing, that it is a crisis of one world, and that it cannot be stopped, and it is not yet to come. It is underway, right? He says it. And this has everything to do with your questions about the Middle East and Asia, okay? We have to lay a base, a good base, a strong and sturdy foundation so that we can erect the house. And this is what we do. And he goes further and he says, here in America, we can see nothing but the fall of America. It is no secret. It is obvious to the eyes that are open. Stop right there. So if you're still thinking about, well, we'll do this and we'll build this in America, your eyes are not completely open, because here in America, the ones who have eyes that are open, these spiritual eyes, he's not just talking about the physical eyes, because you really see with your spiritual eyes. The spiritual sight gives you a leap or a advantage over your non-spiritual people, because you get to see and understand things that they cannot comprehend. So here in America, we can see nothing but the fall of America. You can see it. Retail stores are closing left and right, okay? You see the rise in inflation, even though they're telling you that inflation stands at 5%, when John Williams telling you that inflation is way more than that, okay? You can see it in your wallet, because now you're paying more for less. You can see the rising cost of everything from utilities to food to cars to maintenance. You can see this is a clear picture, but for those of you who are preoccupied with everything other than what is taking place, it's not so clear to you. Your eyes have not come open to that. Therefore, you must suffer a little bit more to awaken your eyes. Because, see, the word is no longer sufficient for you, as Muhammad says, as the Bible says. You must be divinely beaten and chastised for your eyes to be open. This is the process that is underway. This is the only way that a new world can merge in on an old world that has you deceived and trained into the thought process of them. So listen, he goes further. I told you the answer to this email is going to go right along with this show, and it's going to be straight up with it. So he says, it is obvious to the eyes that are open. So if your eyes, your spiritual eyes are not open, then you can't see. We all have eyes. But we can't see. Everybody don't see the same thing. It's the same as if you and I were standing right together and an accident takes place. I would see certain niches or certain parts of the accident that you did not see, and vice versa. Because our eyes are trained in certain positions, and our experiences causes us to see certain aspects of the incident or accident differently. Okay? If I had been in an accident before, you would think that I would be able to see that accident a little bit more clear than how you see it, especially when you're preoccupied with your cell phone and everything else. Listen closely. If we want to close our eyes and minds and call and claim that we do not see and understand, then we will be falling ourselves. This is the big thing here. A lot of us, we close our eyes to this truth. A lot of us close our eyes because we are in love with these people. Some of us take them for friends. And I want to address this here. When we call the white man the devil, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, this is no mock to them because the devil is what they are. So if you say the white devil, this is not a mock to them. If you understood the true meaning and definition of devil, you would not take it hard. If they don't take it hard, why you take it so hard? You notice all of the jokes, all of the laughter comes from us. But they never dispute these facts that they are devils. It's you that want to do the dispute, the ones who have suffered the most at their hands. But listen, since we're on this, a devil is any germ or live germ grafted from the original. If you take a grapefruit, that is a devil germ. That's not to degrade the grapefruit for what it does and what it has in potential vitamins and minerals. That is to tell you the essence of that grapefruit. It is not an original fruit. It was grafted from an orange and a lemon. Okay? The mule, it is a grafted animal. It is not equal to the horse. It's an inferior product of the horse, yet it still is in somewhat the horse's family, I would say. But listen closely. It does not have all of the great properties of the horse because it has been knocked down a stage or two through the grafting process. So that too is a devil. If it was grafted from the original, it is a devil, okay? So when we say that devil, there is no disrespect to them because that's what they are, okay? I hope this clears up a lot of things. So, we're going straight in the chapter 40, the destruction and the fall. We're trying to tie a lot of this in because, honestly, when we start doing things, time slips by so fast that we intend to address certain things, and when the time is gone, we don't have a chance to address certain emails. So I'm trying to tie it all in with the show and everything, okay? So now let's go further. And I hope you understand what we're saying. This is no mock to them to be called devil. You're the only one that get mad about it. I'm talking about black folks, okay? I'm talking about black people in general. We love our masters, don't we? But anyway, here we go, a little further. He says, if we want to close our eyes and minds and claim that we do not see and understand, then we will be falling ourselves. This refusal to see is foolhardy, for regardless to how we may desire to see the old world stand, we do not have the power to stave off the destruction that causes the world of the white man to fall. What is called it? If you look in the economic sphere of things, okay, why are they catching so much hell? What is the root cause of the trouble? Huh? Corruption and deceit and greed. Is that not right? The black man didn't make that system up. The black man really never profited from that system on a whole as a people. Because if we did, we would be on an equal footing with them. So, as their system is collapsing, due to them being stared in their own greed, own lust for power. Is that racist to say that? Or is it just telling the truth about a people whom you did not want to hear the truth about, that you thought that was your friend? So what we're doing, we're laying the base for you to understand that The American Empire has a fully loaded gun to her temple, and she is committing suicide by not releasing you. I want to just tell you this. The reason she's catching hell economically, the reason that she's been spread out militarily, the reason she's being hollowed out politically, industrially, economically, and financially, it's because she refused to give you justice. You can't fathom that, could you? You just don't believe that you are that loved of God, that God would have his prophets to speak about your deliverance and then carry it through himself. You can read scriptures. As long as you think it's pertaining to the Jews, you're good to go. As long as you think it's pertaining to anybody else other than you, you're good to go. But think about this. If God is a just God and was a just God and sent Moses to the so-called Israelites in Egypt, sent David to a people, sent Lot to a people, and he sent deliverers to people throughout history, if he's a just God, then surely the people who are in most need of his help, who has been in the mire and muck of civilization for 4 centuries plus and almost dehumanized, surely he would send someone to give them guidance, revelation, and help them become liberated. Is that not right? If he didn't do this, then God ain't worth a poop. You understand? Because he would not be worthy of your worship if he did not fulfill his word. So, brothers and sisters, y'all walk along with me. Let's talk, because this will end up, we're going to play some clips in a few minutes, okay? Just give me a second with you. And remember, the show is titled, Fully Loaded, The Suicide of American Empire. So we're showing you now the base of this, and we'll transition to the economics and military. Just give me a second. He says, this refusal to see is foolhardy, for regardless to how we may desire to see the old world stand, we do not have the power to stave off the destruction that causes the world of the white man to fall. The destruction and power that is bringing about the fall of the world of the white man is coming from Allah. Stop right there. But I thought it's the central banks. But I thought it's Trump ready to bring down the government. I thought it was the Western world and the elites doing such and such and the Illuminati saying this and that. And I thought it was this about that and this and that. And brothers and sisters, I keep telling you, they can put all these in all types of phrases. They can tell you all this stuff and you can get enamored with this so-called secrecy and mystery. But remember, the scripture says that one would be raised up to remove the veil and show you the deeper workings of those secret mysteries, right? And Elijah Muhammad says, yeah, they're doing this, but he's giving you the reason why it's being done, because it's being orchestrated and under the control of God, so the central banks don't get credit of this. How in the hell would they want to destroy their own system, the system that they've got power, derived power, wealth, and influence from? That doesn't make sense. Well, we'll destroy the system and build it again. Well, why destroy it in the first place? Just tweak it a little bit, if it's to your benefit, right? Is that not right? Well, the central banks have become so greedy, they're going to implode America. No, America and the Western world were so greedy. And because of their greed and evil, it has blown back into their own faces. And they need scapegoats. They need to try to superimpose their greed on some people. Yeah, you say, well, the elite. Well, who are the elite? Talk back to me. Well, you say the Illuminati. Who are the Illuminati? Well, you say these secret groups. Well, who are these groups? And who are they run by? And what color are the people that run them? We've got to get to the core of the matter of what is going on and why it's going on. Let you be fooled with all of this sideshow, this Barnum and Bailey mess that makes you sound good because you're saying a lot of things, but in reality, you're really not saying nothing. Well, you see, if the Rosicrucians do such and such, and the Masonic order does this, man, you are a fool on top of fool. I know that's sounds good. I know it makes you sound like you know a lot of things, but in reality, you're just sidestepping the truth. Okay? So, let's go a little further. The destruction and power that is bringing about the fall of the world of the white man is coming from Allah. In the past history of the world of the white man, there never was a time of destruction of his present world, his world, like the present. Stop right there. I hear somebody say, well, why Elijah Muhammad always say these words over and over again? First of all, when he spoke these words, this was unheard of. This was an unheard of way to speak about your oppressor in America. It was a prolific way. A man bold enough to stand up and call this man, the white man, the devil, and say what he said. And he was showing you that he would do it, and they would do nothing about it. So this was prolific when he started doing it, okay? Secondly, he's reiterating something to you, and he's showing you a focus, a pre-focus on something that is very, very, very crucial for you to understand, okay? So he may say something ad nauseum, but there's a point he's trying to make there. So he goes, he says, in the past history of the world of the white man, there never was a time of destruction of his world like the present time. Why? Why is that? Why, like, the time today is unlike the time of yesterday? Because he was on a time frame. And this is so hard to get Muslims to understand it. Especially you so-called followers and follow nothing but Elijah Muhammad. It's something because you don't understand. You talk, and you may even put on a good show. But your understanding is lacking because you don't understand the simple elements of time. Without that, whoa, you in some big trouble. So, and for me telling this, think about this, brothers and sisters, I had to add this. For me telling it like this, and for me not bowing to people, I'm arrogant. That's what they say. Behind closed doors. They don't say it in public. They don't mention my name. Because I will put you on Front Street. I don't mind calling you out, especially you so-called Muslim brothers who want brotherhood and stuff. You Negroes are fickle. Anyway, so I tell you, with that said, they don't understand time and how time works. This is crucial for your understanding. It is very crucial that you understand how time works. Because some of us, we believe that we'll forever be able to do X, Y, and Z when there's a cutoff point for certain things. If you don't believe it, let's go to the Bible. God told Noah to teach such and such. All right? Noah said, man, I'm out here in the desert, and you telling me to teach this? What's going on? He said, don't you worry about that. I'm going to teach you. So for 100 plus years, Noah taught about a flood coming in the desert. Do you know how foolish he looked in the outside of the people who had no spiritual eyes? And they would mock at him, make mock of him and laugh at him. But then there was God told him, when you do this, don't you worry about this. There will be a cutoff point for this. So those 100 plus years passed. And the people, even some of his family could not take that. So they went over with the mockers and started making mock of their own father. Because their eyesight, their understanding of time, and prophecy was impeded by arrogance and a need for acceptance by a people whom God had doomed to destruction. I hope you understand this. And I also want to say this, that we are dropping calls left and right. I just want you to understand that the show is dropping calls left and right. So I do understand it, and I do feel your pain, but as we always say, if you get cut off, call back in. If they block you, wait a second and call right back in. And if you are able to, you can just log in on URL and listen to the show via iPod, MP3, and your computer or whatever. So, back to this. So that was a cutoff point. And so, after 100 plus years teaching, out of the blue, out of all the mockery, guess what happened? Guess what happened? God goes and tell Noah, go get the people that who stood with you. Go get everything you need. Get on that boat. Close the door and give me the key. Why did God say, see, that was a cutoff point. So no matter what Noah said after that point, he would not have access to unlock these doors on this boat or whatever. He would not have access to or freedom to do as he did prior to that cutoff point. He couldn't stand out there and try to woo the people. He couldn't do that. Why? Because time would not permit him anymore. He had a certain time frame to do what God had allowed him to do, to try to reach the people. And when that time elapsed, not even Noah could prolong the time. Okay? The same thing that happened in the time of Lot. I'm making a point here, because this goes right along with the suicide of American Empire. Lot and his daughters and his wife lived amongst crazy people who did everything and justified everything that was unnatural. Get my drift? Isn't that what's going on in America today? If you don't go along to get along and get along to go along, you become out of step, out of touch, and a bigot because you defend principles and laws of divine. Is that not right? Now, with that said, Lot and his family had to go through that for a time. And then these angels or these men appeared on the scene and told Lot, listen, come such and such time, you do this, you do that, and then we're going to get you out of here. But you have to go by these new rules here that we're going to tell you. And if you violate these rules, the mercy of our Lord does not extend to you anymore. So there was a cutoff point there, was there not? What about Rahab? Huh? She was hooking and partying in the world. Is that not right? I mean, Rahab was a hooker. She was getting it down in that world to survive. But the thing is, when truth arrives, her heart or her eyes, her spiritual eyes, saw these men of God. And she did what she could, recognizing the truth, in a time that God had came, sent his emissaries to cut that area short in time. Is that not right? And they gave her instructions of what to do, since you were so benevolent toward us. We're going to save you from this, from what's going down. But you must adhere to these new stipulations in this time of destruction. There's a cutoff point now. If you do not adhere to these regulations that we give to you, that we give to your family, then we're not responsible if we take their heads. Okay? Cutoff point. Is this not right? Brothers and sisters, go to your book and read this. So today, or yesterday, we had a messenger of God in our midst for 40 years, right? 40 plus years. And he had a job to do. And in this time frame, certain things were allowed to happen. But after that time frame, remember he says desolations were to come, right? And for your rejection of the truth, these things must take place. I can point it to you. I can show it to you. I can let you hear him say it himself. Okay? But you get mad at me for pointing this out because it's not what you want. And you want to isolate me from the people because I'm saying exactly what you claim to believe in, but you get mad at me for saying it. I'm arrogant for saying these things. Well, if the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is my leader, teacher, and guide, and he's the last and the greatest messenger of God, and this is what he did, and I say that I'm a follower of him, that means that I embody his thoughts, his actions, his confidence, right? I'm an embodiment of that which he represents. And if he says that if you follow me to my God, you are as safe with him as I am, right? And then I get on the show and I dispute every man, woman, and child on the face of planet Earth and tell you that If you think that your wisdom is equal to or supersedes this, you can call in at 347-989-0855. That's not arrogance. That's confidence in the word of the man who received the word directly from God. That's confidence. But you Negroes are so petty-minded. You're so petty. And you look for a cause of why not to embrace the brother So you come up with excuses the week before that is, I can't get a phone call from the brother. The week from that, I called that brother. He called me back one time, and he won't call me no more. Like little babies, like little children. I'm going to take my ball and go home. Since he's not passing it to me on the court and he's scoring all the points, I'm going to take my bag and my ball and I'm leaving the basketball court and ain't nobody going to play. Is that what we do? Arrogance, envy, jealousy, stupidity. This is what happens to us, empire. This is what happens to the people who are indoctrinated with the empire. Because that's the mind of empire. But listen, let's go further. And yes, we're seeing calls drop left and right. We're seeing it. They continue to be dropped, continue to call in. That's just real. We just have to deal with that. All right? So, he says, there was never a time of destruction of his world like the present time. Why? Because time has moved on. And if you see the evolution of time, you'll see from the time when they were fighting with rocks and stones to the time they moved up the bow and arrow, then the white man calls you, they have a brass age of weapons, right? Then steel and iron, and now the time has progressed so much that they're not fighting with bullets and holes anymore. They have smart guns where they can drone you from thousands of miles away and can destroy entire continents by the flick of a button. Is that not right? That is the evolution of time. But the people in the Stone Age, because they did not have the vision to perceive or to see this, would think that this would be outrageous. But this is evolution of time. You understand? Oh, don't get mad at your brother. Smile. Fully loaded. The suicide of American empire. So, in this time, because they have thermonuclear weapons, because they have advanced drones and warplanes and smart guns and smart this and smart technology, we're in a time unlike any time ever before. In this time, they can tell who you are with a satellite up in space and pinpoint you, had a satellite to look in your retinas and tell whether or not you that person that they thought you were. You didn't think time would progress like this, but we're here. And so there's a... They're steadily moving. You see the advancement in technology going further and further. They have now mapped the genome. They have gone into the RNA and into the DNA of people, right? They're making artificial intelligence. They're making artificial brains. They're even growing livers and kidneys in labs, right? But there was a time for that. Why didn't they do it 100 years ago, huh? Because that was not the time. There's a time. The Bible, Ecclesiastes, tells you there's a time and a season to all things. So now, back to this time with the messenger of God. Oh, man, time is going by so quickly. And we're going to get some clips in a second. So we had 40-plus years with this man. And then God took him away. The messenger said, I am no longer to suffer the slander of these people. No, so he was telling you that it was a cutoff point. There was a cutoff point. The things that you were used to in this cutoff point, you would not have access to a lot of these things because we have moved to another level of the judgment. Because each step is another level in the judgment. To remove an entire world, remember, go back to the beginning of this chapter. The destruction and fall of the world that we have now known is without a doubt in process. When we refer to the world, what are we referring to, he says? We are referring to the world of the white man. For the world of the black man has yet to come in. So when we're looking at the progression, we're also looking at a devolution of time, a devolution of civilization, a devolution of society. Do you not see that as they're progressing in technology, they're also devolving ethically and morally and mentally? Because we're in another step in the evolution of the judgment. You understand? And do you see the more they talk about breakthroughs in science, the more their grip slips economically and politically and militarily around the globe? Are you looking at this? So, because America refuses to give you justice, black man and black woman, and that is what lies at the core of the suicide of the American empire. This is what took place in the Bible. What I'm trying to, and I've laid the base, and I'm laying the base, and I'm trying to show you what caused the fall of Egypt under Pharaoh. He refused, he thought that the people of Moses was his chattel, his property. And by right, he could do and say anything to you and treat you any type of way. Yeah, brothers and sisters, I've seen about 2, 3, maybe even 4 dozen calls get dropped. If you get dropped, call back in, okay? I cannot do anything about that. This is what they do all the time. And if you missed the whole show, please go back and listen to this. So, Pharaoh's arrogance, because he had a position over the people, and he derived his wealth and his luxury and his power from the misery of an entire people. This was the core of what brought his kingdom and his people down to destruction, because he refused justice to those people. Go look at it. Go read that. And because of the way he mistreated them, and because of the way he constantly tempted them, and because of the way that he looked at them and deceived them, this was the root of why God deceived him. This lied at the root of why God tricked Pharaoh in Egypt. And not just Pharaoh who failed, but it was the Egyptian empire that failed, and the people of Egypt. They had to bear the burden because they were the direct recipients of the luxury of the burden that was put on the back of the people who built up the Egyptian empire. Is that not right? So today we can do a reflection and we can say that America has done that to you and I. And if God is just, he must return the favor just as he did it to Egypt. Is that not right? So, in essence, what Pharaoh did and what America, modern-day Pharaoh, did was take their Glock, load the clip, put it up to the temple, and pull the trigger, and suicided the entire American empire. Even to this day, she has a military full of you, military full of your children, dying left and right at people that didn't call them niggas, going around the world gallivanting, waging wars to keep America in power, America's dollar, the dominant dollar around the world, to keep America's society as the predominant and preeminent power. And they think that they are patriotic for this, when in reality, when you do this, you make yourself an enemy to God due to the fact that God is after America, and she is number one on his list for destruction. So, if you're fighting in the army that God is opposed to, you can love God all you want to, all right? But you got to fear the wrath of God if you are in opposition to what God is trying to promote, what God is trying to bring in, okay? Y'all bear with me. And I see you too, Brother Jared. Keep that hand up. I'll get you to you shortly. So, again, if God is just, and he is, and he brought down other civilizations for things similar to but not as great as what America has done and is doing, then for God to remain just and the author of truth, then he must bring America to her knees as he did with those other nations, right? So he entices her. He says, I will put hooks in their jaws. I will bring them into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and there will I plead with them for my people. So what we're looking at in the Middle East, in Central Asia, right, is God dragging the nations into the valley of Jehoshaphat. And he's pleading with the nation by causing conflict and confusion, disagreement, and flare-ups militarily. He's causing them to take another look at their policies and say, look, let me let my people go. Not just the main people, which would be us, the so-called American Negro, but his people around the world. He's saying, let them go. Stop mistreating them. They are the aboriginal people of the earth. You got to let them go. I'm going to kill you. This is real, brothers. If brothers and sisters, listen closely to what your brother's telling you. If you do not believe what I'm saying, go read your Bible. Go read your Quran. And if you're not a believer in that, go read the Hindu scripture. They talk about it too. What is it, the Bhagavad Gita? They talk about it too. So I'm not just telling you something that you can't verify or substantiate. I'm telling you something that you can Google and pick it up. So what lies at the root of America's problems in the Middle East and in Asia and in Europe and in South and Central America is you, her mistreatment of you. And she's throwing you a head fake in Asia. Well, there may be a flare-up of war in Asia. There may be. There may be a flare-up there. But that's not the major war that would take place, because there is a timeline for these things to take place, according to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we'll flip over. We'll skip something, and we'll go to chapter. We're still in the same chapter, but we're going to go to page 171, 172, where I intended to go from jump. And he says, America is falling. And then you'll see what I'm talking about as I explain these things and play the clips. America is falling. She is now losing the power and authority that she was enjoying in foreign land. Her fall is very visible. Well, most people can't see this. Well, that goes, I reference you back to page 170, when he says, here in America, we can see nothing but the fall of America. It is no secret. It is obvious to the eyes that are open. So if you don't see it, then spiritually and also physically, your eyes are not open, okay, to this truth. All right, come on, let's go a little further. So he says, America's fallen. She is now losing the power and authority that she was enjoying in foreign lands. Her fall is very visible. Wherever her authority has been exercised, the people are now crying out in one voice, leave us, leave us. Americans, go home to America. The citizens of other countries are telling the American citizens to leave us. America no longer has friends. Stop right there. On the island of Guam, on the islands of Daegu, Gazia, in South Korea. As a matter of fact, did you know that yesterday that the protests in South Korea reached such a degree that the people overran some of the positions of the South Korean and American troops that were guarding the THAAD missile system because they wanted off their country, out of their country, because it makes them a prime target for war. Did you know that? Did you know that there have been thousands upon thousands of people protesting daily in South Korea and in Japan about the presence and the expansion of American military bases and the move of troops there, deployment of troops there, and military assets there? Did you know that? Of course you did, because you got it. You look at Fox News, I'm talking about, CNBC and all that foolishness that don't tell you that the people are up in arms over the Americans' expanded presence in their country. 60 years, 50 years, America has been occupying these nations. But this has been a drain on her economic resources also. Okay? So listen to what he says, and we're going down this timeline, then we'll go into why this. You heard me drop something about the economy and how it's tied with the military, about how this is draining her coffers. Okay? Now, America and England, see how he ties those two together again in the mischief of the world, deposited their little brother, Israel, on foreign soil, Palestine, which is Arab land. They deprived the Arabs of their own land and sent them into exile. This injustice against the Arabs is now costing America the power and authority that she once exercised in the East. So now you're seeing all of these fiefdoms that America and Britain and France put up there, the UAE, Qatar, and all of these other so-called nations that weren't even made, but came into existence in the 70s and in the early 60s. All right? The governments are corrupt, but the people are rising up against the occupiers and against their brutality against the people in the Arab and African lands, and also they're rising up for the Palestinians to have a right of return. Okay? Now, I want you to think about this as we're talking, since this is on my mind. For 400 plus years, America has ripped you from your people, right? Brought you here, subjugated you, and made you to be almost animals. And in their society, they view dogs higher than you, all right? They have an army full of you, yet they will not give you any land, any way to go for self, even to this very day. And did you notice that people from other nations can come here and get loans, can get help, start businesses and do that, but they would not give you the same, and you have been the burden bearer of this nation? So where's the justice in this? And if there's no justice in this, and there's God who is the God of justice, then therefore he must usher it in since you're not getting it from your oppressor. This is not right. This is not correct. So this too lies at the root cause of the suicide of the American empire. So now you see a flare-up in Lebanon. You see a flare-up in Syria. You see a flare-up in Turkey. You see the threat of war all over there. Muhammad says, they deprived the Arabs of their own land and sent them into exile. This injustice against the Arabs is now costing America the power and authority that she once exercised in the East. She is on her way out of the Near East. This means bloodshed and plenty of it. So now we get a view of why there's so much destruction and killing going over there. Because America is on her last leg in Asia. I mean, in the Middle East. She's on her last leg. Therefore, she's trying to minimize the news getting out, so she's trying to put up a wall. When we ran the white man out of Eden, as they call it, the Middle East, we put up border guards there in Turkey, right? Turkey was not the place that we had them at, but we put the border guards to be the vanguard to keep them trapped or locked up or roped in Europe, okay? So what America is doing, she is now deploying more troops to Afghanistan, the outer region of the Middle East, which is Central Asia. She's trying to put a stopgap there because she sees that she's losing in Syria. She's losing in Iraq. She's losing trying to overthrow the Hezbollah movement in Lebanon. She's losing in Afghanistan. She's losing all across the board. She's losing. So she is going to escalate. And what's significant about what's going on is that you ain't seen nothing yet. And so they're trying to buy time, and they're trying to play around with peace. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says they will cry peace and peace, but the judgment has been set. So no matter what they do, no matter what kind of head fakes they throw you, the judgment has been set. So when you're looking at America's buildup, I was telling some brothers the other day, we were having an intelligent discussion, and I was saying, son, I said, listen, there may be some flare-ups, and there may even be little small wars in Asia right now, but the big war in Asia will not take place yet, not yet, because of the time. And what got me is this. I was reminding people, remember that they were all up in arms with this flare-up in Ukraine when the Donbass region was about to go into Kiev. And they were taking all of these regions from the Western-backed coup plotters, and Putin stopped them. And everybody was talking about World War III. And I kept telling you, go back and listen to the show. It's not going to happen because the time is not set for that at this moment. That is a head fake. These things in the Middle East must be taken care of first in North Africa. The messenger said they must take place. And I know we get all this information from other places. But we have to have a spiritual filter to be consistent and to pay attention. And I said, that's a head fake over there. And yes, they may push it a little bit and it may... This may take place, but the war with China is not going to happen at this moment, not right away. And as soon as I said it wasn't the next day, and those brothers can vouch for me, it wasn't the next day that the white man put something similar to what I was saying out there in the news. Is Trump just upping the ante with North Korea for domestic politics? Is he doing a head fake? In another article was talking about, did he do a head fake? Matter of fact, I hope I can pull this up while I'm on the air with you, because I want to give to you a some of the articles that were written. So I'm going to try to pull it up. Okay. Is North Korea a diversion for a U.S. Jordan invasion of Syria? That's one of the headlines. So they're saying a head fake. Same thing I said. But they must do these things because the devil has to throw you curveballs. Well, there's been war in the Middle East for the longest. Yeah, but not the type of war that Elijah Muhammad said. When this thing takes place in the Middle East, it will be a regional conflagration. And this will cause bloodshed upon bloodshed. And this will push America out of the Middle East. She's already losing her grip. Look at Iraq. They no longer even want American weapons. What are they asking for? Russian weapons, Russian aid, Russian intelligence. Is that not right? Look at Turkey. Even though Turkey keeps flip-flopping, Erdogan was in Sochi, Russia, asking to get he buy Russian weapons. He's a NATO ally. All right? What about all of these? Even in Afghanistan, do you know that NATO has to use Russian helicopters in Afghanistan because American helicopters cannot do the duty in that type of an environment? So they have to purchase Russian Mi-17 and Mi-18 helicopters to do these things. Did you know that? What I'm saying to you is you can see the stage being set in each thing, but we'll go a little further, okay? And Brother Jerry, I haven't forgot you. I'm going to break a few things down, play a couple clips. I'm going to get you before the show is over with, okay? And Brother Jerry is one of the brothers that we were having a conversation with, too, also, so he can attest to what I'm saying. But anyway, let's go further. The messenger says, in the Near East, there stands navies which are neither American nor British. They are there to drive America out. The skies over there are beginning to thicken with foreign planes carrying deadly weapons, guns, and bombs. They will not be satisfied as long as Israel is in Palestine. So America's major push over there is to balkanize all of those nations. This is why she's in Iraq. And remember, we will never break up Iraq. Now they're talking about partitioning it into three pieces. We were never part of balkanized Syria. Now they're saying, well, maybe Syria needs to be broken in pieces. They had the plans for this years ago. All of these nations, they want to make them vassal nations so that Israel can dominate and so that they can keep their religion, Christianity, alive. Because everything in that religion hinges upon Israel, the false entity that's over there in the Middle East, when everybody knows that Israel, according to the Bible, is America. But they want you because you dumb, you deaf, and you blind to be talking about some old Slavic people over there who has no biological relation to Jews, the Khazars, who claim to be the Jews, who are occupying the Holy Land. They want you to believe that those people are the people of God. I refer you to Shlomo Sand's book. Matter of fact, I think I have that book right in, where is it at? Shlomo Sands, where's that book? I wish I had it right in front of me because I would give you the name of it and tell you to read it. And he talks about the invention of the Jews. And this guy is a Jew, works in Israel, and he's a scholar. And he's talking about these things, okay? But anyway, I wonder where my book is at. It must be on one of my library shelves. Anyway, let's go to something. So listen, we'll go from here. He says, the skies over there are beginning to thicken with foreign planes carrying deadly weapons, guns, and bombs. So now you see the buildup with NATO forces. You see the buildup with Russian forces. And Russia don't really want to fight, but Russia she's going to be forced to fight her European ally or brothers or whatever. They're dragging China into this. All of these things must take place, the hooks in the jaw, because strategic leverage, economic leverage, is what's driving these things. And so America has become so desperate due to the fact that her economy is slipping. And this is one of the main reasons why she's fighting wars. Let me go to this economic clip real quick, because we might not get a lot of these clips in. I want you to pay close attention to what Gregor Mannarino is saying here. This is like a 3-minute clip, but I want you to listen closely and listen to the shock. More than anything else, listen to the shock value in him as he talks about the market.
Hi everybody, it's me, Gregor Mannarino. How are you today? It is Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. I'm getting this video out kind of early. It's a big day. Later on, we got the Federal Reserve policy announcement coming out. I don't think they're going to do anything with regard to the federal funds rate. They may say something, though, that spooks this market, or who knows what. I believe the Fed is more or less determined to lighten up their monster of a balance sheet. And theoretically, rates should move higher. But the reason why I'm getting this video out right now is, well, there's a few reasons for it, but what I'm seeing here, and I've been talking about this since the end of last week, things are just not adding up right now. You've got one indicator saying this, one dynamic saying that, and the market seems to be, and I could be completely wrong here, but it really appears to be teetering, in my opinion. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to get any kind of a crash anytime soon, but this market, again, is in fantasy land. I did a whole video about this yesterday, talking about fairy dust. Apple missed yesterday on their bottom line. They missed on sales. The stock is under a little bit of pressure right now. Facebook is going to announce at the end of the day. You've got the bond market right now, which is about flat. You've got the dollar trying to put on some gains. You've got metals that are under a lot of pressure right now, especially silver. We need to pay attention to these things, but it appears to me that the underlying indicators with regard to this market are weakening. Meanwhile, the price action is trying to stay up. Something has to give, and in my opinion, right here, right now, before the Fed announcement, before Facebook, it looks to me like the price action of this market is going to drop. To catch up with some of these indicators. Again, nothing is adding up. When things don't add up like this, something has to give. It's really that simple. Again, keep in mind this video right now is coming out kind of early. Fed is going to talk later. Facebook, but again, just something doesn't smell right to me, and I am more than certain that you are feeling the same thing. If you are a chartist or a technical analyst, look at the indicators, and then look at the price action. You're going to see divergences all over the place. So those divergences are saying something to me. And again, we're going to see how this plays out. And if I don't do a video later today to follow up, which I'm thinking about doing, I will definitely be doing one tomorrow to talk about more of this. All right, with that said, I'm going to let you all.
So he said something doesn't smell right in the market. And he says something is going on behind the scenes that they're not telling you about. In essence, that's what he's saying to you. So notice that the military atmosphere gets ramped up when China, now this is something really important about what's going on in Asia, the North Korea, and why there's so much emphasis put on North Korea in the media right now. First of all, America's economy is failing, and America is losing her position everywhere. But she has her military in Afghanistan to put pressure on China and Russia, all right? She's surrounding all of them with all of these nations with missiles and missile defense shields and all of this stuff because she sees them. As a matter of fact, the FBI Chief Comey came out yesterday and says he sees no greater threat to the Western established international order than Russia. Why Russia? Because he knows Scripture. And that's the nation that will go to thermonuclear war with America. That's that nation. He knows it. So he says he sees Russia as the greatest threat to the international order of the West. This is, go Google this stuff, brother. If you think I am not telling you the truth, go Google what I am saying to you. All right? So they're lining these military bases because, remember, Russia started an oil and gas bourse that sells oil and gas in rubles and yuan, or renminbis. The renminbi is the yuan. You can, either way, whether China has two names, just like when you say the greenback or the dollar, the renminbi or the yuan. So if you hear me say renminbi, I'm talking about the yuan, the Chinese currency. And they accept the ruble and the UN. As a matter of fact, there are over 46 or 86 nations now that does trading in that Russian bourse using Chinese yuan. Now, Russia and China are also quickly but quietly selling U.S. assets and at the same time internationalizing their institutions that are outside of the Western IMF, all right, the World Bank, the SWIFT system, the CHIP system, all of these international outlets for commerce that are run by America in the West. Russia and China have sidestepped them, even with MasterCard and Visa. They have the Mir system now and Union Jack with China. They are moving away from the dollar, and America is exerting tremendous pressure on the American economy, tremendous pressure on the U.S. dollar, tremendous pressure on the American empire to fund the empire, to continue to dominate and rule the world. This is bringing us to a point of war. So what America is doing and why you see the news so focused on North Korea, they never tell you this, that North Korea shares a border with not just China, but with Russia. And if they can put pressure on North Korea, they're not just putting pressure on China. They're killing two birds with one stone. They're putting pressure on Russia. And to deploy nuclear bombers for the so-called North Korean threat, they are flexing their muscle to people who have nuclear bombers. North Korea doesn't have nuclear bombers. So who has them? Russia and China. North Korea does not have stealth submarines. Who has them? North Korea doesn't have aircraft carriers. Who has them? China and Russia. And as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that America is trying to pin that yellow man back behind the first island chain to keep him hemmed in, to keep their breakout capacity from being realized so that they can dominate. But scripture must be fulfilled. So the tremendous effort that China and Russia are doing with the gold and the currency swaps and all of these institutions that are outside of the domination and influence of America, England, and the West, it's forcing America to try to put pressure on them. And did you notice that France deployed her, what they call a helicopter aircraft carrier, to Japan? Did you know that? Did you know Britain is deploying some destroyers to Asia for these so-called war games? NATO is moving stuff over there. Why? To exert pressure to try to maintain the international order that is under Western domination. But this is a sideshow, because if they don't get Syria, they lose it all. So, because they need these pipelines to circumvent Russia's oil and gas domination, they thought that they would bring Iran into the thing, but it didn't happen the way they wanted to. So they have little gas supplies for this pipeline that they want to run up through Turkey, up into Europe, to break the bank of Russia and bring Russia to her knees economically. This is why they're fighting there. So much is at stake, and you don't understand it. You don't see it. But this is prophecy. I will put hooks in their jaws, right? The bait is the pipeline. The bait is strategic dominance. The bait is to try to maintain the dollar dominance. And because the dollar and the pound is so closely tied, England has to play a part too. And you heard that Boris Johnson, what was it, last week said, it would be hard for us to stay out of any conflict if America decides to attack another nation. Right? Now, in his own statement, he has told the world that America is the aggressor. He has told the entire world that America is violating international law by attacking and threatening to attack nations, sovereign nations, by this statement alone. Right? And that they can be brought up on war crimes charges for those statements alone, according to the UN Charter. Okay? But this is a lot. Brothers and sisters, y'all stay with me. I need to talk with you. And I'm trying to show you this economic balance. I'm trying to show you this military balance. I'm trying to show you the political balance so that you can understand that this thing, this gun, is fully loaded. And though America think that she's going through neighborhood after neighborhood as the stick-up kid, I'm going to force you to buy my dollar assets. I'm going to force you to maintain a supply of dollars. I'm going to force you by going against your weak allies overthrowing their leadership and then moving military bases close to you. I'm going to force you through the barrel of a gun to bow to me. She's actually putting the gun up to her head and speeding up the suicide of empire. So let's go into this next clip here. And in this clip, you'll see that what the Messenger Elijah Muhammad was talking about when he said you cannot set up a better government using the corrupt politics of America, of the West. You can't do it. It's an impossibility to set up a better way of governance using that which is unrighteous, unnatural, and made of greed, arrogance. Matter of fact, I think it's let's go to chapter 12 real quick. He says this right here on page 53. We have been deceived of righteousness, justice, and equality by the arch deceiver. We have been taken from the knowledge of self as being the true people of God, and that God is present seeking us to place us again into the orbit of the divine supreme being, where we can rotate in submission to the will of God as the entire universe is doing, except the white race. We cannot set up better government for our people by using the corrupt political activities of this people, the arch deceiver. Why, Muhammad, can we do this? But if we go and do, we can set up branches of government like them. We can do this. Or I'll tell you what's even better, Messenger Muhammad. Let us just integrate into their society, their culture, and we can change the system from within. We cannot set up a better government for our people by using the corrupt political activities of this people, the arch deceiver. All of their work, not part, not most, the word all encompasses everything, right? All of their work was based upon deceiving the nation, not to bring them into friendly brotherhood and prosperity for the black man. So now you got your reason why you cannot pattern, mimic, or try to imitate or emulate the American governance. And if you don't believe that it was set up on corruption, if you don't believe that it is set up on greed, if you don't believe that the very core and essence of this thing is exploitative to the people. Listen to this clip here. This is a 6-minute clip, and it talks about how corrupt to the core the system is. All right? If they allow us to play. I clicked on it, and hopefully they'll allow us to play. Maybe and maybe not. Come on, Blog Talk.
RBC. When they complete it, what the recommendations might be.
Now, in the beginning, you said...
I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, listen. They're moving stuff around here. Would you please let this thing go? I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. They are not allowing me to do... But I'm gonna play this clip anyhow. And even on this clip, they're talking about the corruption of the system.
RBC. When they complete it, what the recommendations might be.
Now, in the beginning, you said that the bond yields, they're signaling a recession. And I wanted to get your take on how this would affect the derivative market if we're heading into a recession where we might see the stock market come down, where we might see things, you know, start to happen within the economy. How would this affect, then, the derivative market?
Well, you know, Dave, it's interesting with regards to the derivative market, what's been going on. Really, in the past 18 months, is we've seen a significant reduction in the aggregate of outstanding derivatives held by the big American financial institutions, as reported by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency in their quarterly derivatives report. The latest numbers we have are from Q4 2016. And at December 31, the value of outstanding aggregates held by the American financial holding companies totaled $222 trillion, which was a decrease from $243 trillion in outstanding aggregates at Q3 of 2016. And the amounts outstanding of the American bank holding companies, I believe, had a high water mark about 2.5 years ago, over $300 trillion, and we're now down to $222 trillion. So the amount of outstanding derivatives have been dropping, and have been dropping at a very, very aggressive rate. So, I mean, to get back to your question specifically, what does rising or falling rates have to do with derivatives, or what kind of systemic, or what kind of feedback does that create? When what I can say is, in my experience, it's volatility in interest rates that cause or wreak havoc in large derivatives books. And the reason for that is because the banks, which try to play hedged books, their hedges are dynamic. And when there's extreme volatility in interest rates, the value of the hedges can be altered dramatically in a very dynamic environment, or when rates are really whipping around, which is why we've seen very, very, very gentle movements in rates, because the powers that be understand that extreme volatility in interest rates can cause banks to get wrong-footed with the hedges in their derivatives books. So, you know, I guess really the reality is we haven't seen interest rates move dramatically enough, at least in my view, to cause any major commotion in the books of the big banks. And should that occur, because I believe it did occur in the 2008 timeframe, when they were dropping rates, plunging rates, short-term rates in particular, from like 300 basis points down to zero. I do believe in that time frame, institutions like Morgan Stanley possibly were wrong-footed, might have been insolvent, but just bear in mind that the U.S. has this funny little law on the books since 1934, and that law allows a designate of the President of the United States to excuse a company from publishing accurate financial, its actual financial state, which means that if a company were given a waiver, they could keep two sets of books and they could falsely report that everything is well. Effectively, they could have accounting suspended. So, if you have a bank that's technically insolvent, but they've been granted a waiver where they don't have to declare it, and by virtue of this law, it's legal for them to lie, how would we know? And this law that's been on the books since 1934, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that this waiver was in use during the financial crisis in 2008. And I completely believe that Morgan Stanley was operating under that, and Goldman Sachs might very well have been too. So that's what my view is. The law is on the books. There was reporting about that law in the 2006 timeframe, that the about the authority being transferred from the President's office to the chief intelligence czar of the designate of the president, who at the time was John Negroponte, and the fact that they were transferring the ability to enact this law tells me that it was very likely in use, because you don't dust something off from 1934 and make a public pronouncement about it unless you're either using it or contemplating using it, and I believe it was in use.
I mean, if there.
So again, Muhammad says we cannot set up a better government for our people by using the corrupt political activities of this people, the arch deceivers. All, not some, all of their work was based upon deceiving the nation, not to bring them into friendly brotherhood and prosperity for the black man. So a lot of us, we talk brotherhood, and we do a lot of deceiving with each other, and we are fickle with each other. The white man is doing the same thing economically. He's doing the same thing to maintain his civilization. And that is not a prosperous way to go about doing things, okay? I'm just talking to you. So you see the corruption. Even Rob Kirby saying that the whole thing is corrupt. I'm going to play a clip, which is about 8 minutes. But before I do that, I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick, because I want you to understand what exactly is going on. I'm going to read these definitions, then I'm going to answer the phone, and if we have time, we'll finish the clips. If not, on the next show, we'll try to bring you back up to speed on these clips here that I have with Mr. Rob Kirby talking about, and he goes into it, about the situation with the dollar and the situation with why war is going on and all of this that he's explaining to you, just like I've been explaining to you on the air for 8 years, okay? So what we're looking at is the suicide of empire. First, let us understand what suicide means. The act or an instance of taking one's own life voluntarily or intentionally, ruining the ruin of one's own interest. So when America doubles up on her bases in Afghanistan, even though she's trying to maintain her power, she's ruining her own interest because she's alienating these people. When she's trying to deploy weapons and troops to Japan, she's alienating the Japanese. When she's doing it to South Korea, she's alienating the Koreans. When she's doing it in Pakistan, she's alienating these people. She is helping to ruin her own interests in the name of national security. Is that not right? So again, that's what we have, a suicide. An empire means a major political unit having a territory of great extent or a number of territories or peoples under a single sovereignty authority. A single sovereign authority, excuse me. One having an emperor as chief of state, the territory of such a political unity. Something resembling a political empire. An extensive territory or enterprise under single domination or control. Imperial sovereignty, rule, or dominion. So, no one fits these descriptions better than England and America. And France, also. Because they always talk about the French territory, overseas territory, the British overseas territory, America's overseas territories. No, those are the signs of empire. Is that not right? You went somewhere, you planted your roots there, and you refused to return the land that you conquered by force and deceit. So what you're doing, you're helping to alienate their original people there, which is helping to uproot the empire. Because that can't go on forever without blowback. Remember science? Any action will receive an equal or greater reaction. Is that not right? So you have bludgeoned and killed and murdered and robbed and warred and stolen from the nations around earth, for, according to your own historical writings now, for hundreds of years. You don't think there's going to be a blowback to that? You think you're the exception to the rule? Huh. I say that's fool's gold. That's fool's gold. You believe that? Let's go to the phone lines now, and then we'll try to get back to this clip if time permits. So we'll go to the 424 first, and then we'll go to Russia. Salaam alaikum, my brother.
Salaam alaikum, sir, brother. As always, you're doing an outstanding job, brother, and thank you for representing the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad the way you're doing, the fashion in which you do it. I say first, brother, we're petty people, brother. We got to come out of the mindset of how we think towards one another. And the only way we can come out of that is through our God, Master Rod Muhammad, who will give us a new growth, a new mind, a new body, physically and mentally, as well as spiritually. And secondly, I'll bear witness to you, the per conversation we had, yourself, in relation to the wars, the insurrection that's happening, that will eventually go regional in the Middle East, and then it will transpire over into Asia. But notice, of course, you've touched on it many times, how the devil has deployed his missile defense system in Europe and also his weaponry in Europe, as well as his THAAD missile defense system in Asia and weaponry in Asia, and used North Korea basically as a front to get at China. The devil knows that these two places, in which the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that will transpire after that Middle Eastern conflict, it will hit Asia, and then Europe. But also, brother, I just want to touch on something which you spoke up on the grafting process. You touched on, Dr. Elijah Muhammad teaches us, anything that is grafted is not original. You also realize, brother, that a parlor pigeon of the bird world is a grafted bird. When you see that bird flipping in the air, that's not natural. A panther is a grafted animal. So when we look at the white man, he is not the only grafted germ. So we have to understand, when we say devil in the teaching of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we are not calling him a something in which that he is not. By nature, he is that. Look at his ways. He's not a natural man. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the God in the beginning, he rotated in darkness for trillions of years before he created himself. He came through a natural process. We are a natural people. The white man is unnatural. When he was made, when Yaqub grafted him out of, he was made in haste. In other words, there was a rush to make these people. So in rushing and making these people, they were devoid of the natural makeup. When you look at him physically, he's not a physically strong man. He is weak-blooded, weak-boned, pale-faced. So therefore, Caucasian. He does not have melanin. He does not have pigmentation. These people are unnatural when you look at it from a spiritual level. That's why he does not have love. That's why he does not have concourse, mercy. When you see them killing all over the planet, this is his nature. He's not a natural man. So he goes against the natural order of things. He cannot survive in a natural environment. So therefore, he was indoctrinated with what? Lies, murder, all of these things he has to do in order to survive. Because if he tried to live in a natural environment, that natural environment, brother, would just basically destroy him. He was
curing
in that time. So he has to use lies and tricks in order to survive, because he did not come by way of a natural creation. He is a made man. Made, the Bible says. Let us make man in 6 days, and we will give him power and dominion over the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and every creeping thing that crawls. Well, the black man is a created man. We can't kill like this white man. This white man kill millions of people. Go home, brother, sit down at a table, you know, have coffee and breakfast with his family, smiling like nothing ever happened. But this is the makeup of the dealing with for 462 years in the hells of North America of what we go through daily. So when you see them killing us, this is what he does. It's nothing new. He's been doing this for 400 years.
You got that right, brother.
Continue on, brother. That's all I have to say. May Allah be your
all praise is due to Allah, my brother. Assalamu alaikum. Now, see, this is what I'm saying to you, brother. I don't make this stuff up for you. And brother Gerald, be careful real quick, because I'm trying to mute you, but my Blog Talk is blocking me at this moment. So be careful with what you're saying until they allow me to mute you. Okay, you're muted, brother. Anyway, as I say to you, brothers and sisters, I tell you these things in truth. I'm going to come to you in a second, Brother Rashid. I tell you these things in truth. I don't make this stuff up. I'm not trying to make myself bigger than who I am. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. And as Brother Gerald said, that these people are made people. When I say this, some of you get offended, but this isn't even safe. They call themselves mankind. They don't say that they are the original man, because remember, the original man is not kind of like any man. He is the man. And everybody else is kind of like that original, because everyone else comes after or out of the original. So that makes them kind of like the original man. So they tell you that they are for all mankind. Not for the original man, but the kind of man that they are. It's common sense. But you don't take this because you're in love with the world, but this world is quickly falling. The reins of power are dissipating. And this is driving them insane in their mad rush for gore and blood to try to maintain their position, which will be a futile attempt because God had already ordained the fall. And there's no idea, no combination of ideas, no army, no combination of armies that are as powerful as the idea that God put forth, which time has come. And that is the emergence of the black world over the old world of the Caucasian. And they know this. They have it in their Masonic circles. They have it in their secret societies. They know what time it is. But you are foolish, and you don't know. But time will bring it about. Let me go to Brother Rashid. Brother Rashid, I say unto you, my good brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. How you doing today?
Brother, I'm doing pretty good. My arm is still hurting me, still, but I'm doing pretty good, brother.
Well, let me dive in here because the other brother, both of y'all just balls of fire today.
All praise due to Allah.
Back onto what you were saying about these Jews. There is a Jewish book. There is a book called The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel by a Jack Bernstein. Now, this devil comes up and says that there are Ashkenazian Jews and Semitic Jews. And he said about 97% of the Jews today are what they call Ashkenazian Jews, or Jews that come from Europe. These people were converted to Judaism around the 7th century, about 100 years after Prophet Muhammad was on the scene. And then he comes over here and says that these people, that what you're talking about, he says that, you know, basically they were controlling the world, ruling it, how they set up the world, and they got several classes of Jews. He said, you think all Jews are the same. He said, all Jews are not the same. He said the Ashkenazian Jews are the ones that was come from Europe that was converted to Judaism. They are on top. Everybody else is on the bottom. And that they are made, their whole scheme is to control the world. And he's one of these people. Also, as you were saying about the money system, they have to keep the money. What makes money valuable? It's something back in it. Now, all America got is a bunch of paper. That's all it is. When you pick up that dollar bill, it is nothing valuable. Just people go along with it. Other nations around the world are rejecting it. And if, like you said, they can't get anybody else to buy their money, then I don't care how many trillions of dollars it is. It's worthless. You can have 100 trillion times 100 trillion. If nothing is behind it, it's just nothing but printed up paper.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the black man doing. I'm a rich nigga. I'm a rich nigga. You just a guy with a bunch of useless money, a worthless paper, and it has no value in it at all. And that's what we have to see, brother, that the white man of America, he is very skilled, brother. He print up a bunch of money with his face on it and then tell you his value. Like you said a couple of shows ago, take your natural resources for his printed up paper. And then when you don't dance to his tune,
yeah,
he tells you.
After he give you his paper and you give him the resources, if you say something wrong, he say, "Well, I'm gonna sanction you and make the paper even more valueless than it was before."
That's
robbery.
Slick, like I always say, brother, he's slick as a greased pig, brother. He's capable of deceiving the very elite of God. Let
yeah.
alone the poor fools of my people. Brother,
yes, sir.
I'll let you go and continue with the show. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And see, brothers and sisters, I told you, this is what is discussed behind closed doors and inner circles. I'm not lying to you when I tell you I said such and such about this a day ago, a week ago, and then these brothers can come back and tell you, yes, brother, we did discuss that about what was going to take place here and this, and now it's taking place like this and this. I'm not lying to you. I used the Rosetta Stone of geopolitics. I used the Rosetta Stone of prophecy, the Rosetta Stone of economics. That's Elijah Muhammad and his teachings. And so when I'm using that and I'm looking, I do a comparative analysis. Some of you got it backwards. What you do, you look at events and try to fit Elijah Muhammad into the events. That's wrong. You look at what Muhammad says, and then you can do a comparative analysis. And even if they're showing you something that he didn't really say, you can look at, oh, that's fake. Oh, that's just to buy time. And then you'll say, the real thing will come and it'll happen this way, this way, this way. When you got that Rosetta Stone or that instruction, it's hard for you to get lost in the melee. It's hard for you to fall victim to the foolishness and the deceit that this world is putting over on the people, because remember, he is the arch deceiver. This man will deceive you, right? The book says that he tried to deceive even the angels of heaven. So what do you think he think about you, the fools of the earth? Huh? So his deception goes very high. But you've got to be patient. You've got to kill that arrogance. You've got to present yourself to the world as the person that you are. And not, I'm for brotherhood, and then go right behind somebody back and talk about it. I'm for brotherhood. Then we need to keep that brother away. I'm for brotherhood because we have a difference of perception, of opinion. Now, why would you condemn me? And let me tell you this. I'm going to say this before we go off the air. Because this is the mindset of the, how the empire has put a ingrained part of them in you. Here it is, day and night on this show, not excluding the website, on this show, we prove Messenger Elijah Muhammad's teachings without a shadow of a doubt. We prove it. There's no doubt whatsoever, because if it was, everybody would be challenged. But you know they don't. Why? Because they know that they will get their clock cleaned on this show. They know this. I mean, but it's not from me. It's because I have confidence in that God that Elijah Muhammad represents. And I know that he can give me what is sufficient to defend these teachings whatsoever I may need them. Okay? Now, I have that confidence in it. Now, you have brothers and sisters around the nation. When they see that, they take it for arrogance. But it's not because of that. They take it because of jealousy. Because they can't do it. Or they were too lazy to do it. And so they come up with excuses, one right after the other one, about me, why they don't get with me, you know? 8 years on the air, defending the messenger's teachings, constantly. And instead of them getting behind me, they go around and try to put a ring, like the messenger say, they try to isolate the minds of the people from the messenger. Well, when you do that with me, you're doing the same thing, because I'm trying to put his word out. I'm teaching him. I'm not teaching me. Because if I'm teaching me, I'll be telling you how I used to get out in the streets. I'm teaching you about somebody that met with God. You can't dispute it. You can't defeat it. Because if you could, you would have already. And what's amazing about this, brothers and sisters, this is the mind of that Caucasian. Doesn't he do that around the world? Doesn't he do that here? And he whispers things, and then he goes out and smiles in your face and talk about, we all brothers. That's what these Negroes do. Isn't that something? There's something going on around that was told to me just yesterday, that these brothers around the nation, they don't deal with me due to the fact that I'm uncompromising. Well, I say to you, what would I be, or what would the messenger be like if he compromised with the truth that God gave? When you compromise with truth, you make it other than the truth, right? Truth is sufficient by itself. Is that not right? And so there's something going on where they are behind closed doors wishing, and some sisters too, wishing, even if it was the devil, that somebody would come and show me off. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to keep wishing, because that ain't going to happen. I'm letting you know that right now. You can go get the devil. You can go get some so-called Muslims, some Muslims. You can get a whole gang of people, bring them together and bring them to the Star and Crescent Report, and they can call in at 347-989-0855, and every last one of them will have a chance for their clock to get clean. It's just as simple as that. So keep wishing, keep hoping, but you will not be able to defeat the teachings of the messenger, and you should be ashamed of yourself to call yourself a believer in this truth and wishing for somebody to try to front on a person who's out there advocating the truth. You Negroes are more fickle. Oh, I tell you what, brothers and sisters, on that note, we're going to leave out. We're going to come back on another show, continuing this episode, and we're going to play some clips of Mr. Kirby on what he's talking about the dollar. Until then, brothers and sisters, stay strong, stay black, stay true, and with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world, know that your little brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life, but the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, who left all of his glory in heaven to come save you and me, under the title of Master Farad Muhammad and his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty. Need I say it again? Yeah, I shall. Mighty, Nation of Islam, does you. Until we next meet again, black man, black woman. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the mood I'm in.